Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
I think I better stay with number one. I don't
so
think
you were opposing the...
Yeah, I think I need to oppose that. I have very mixed feelings, but first I think it's the right thing to do to keep him on there under the law and our system of choosing jurors. I don't see anything in his questions. I see him probing things deeply. And I think he, like I said, when we started out, I wasn't sure which side he's on, and I'm still not sure based on some of his questions.
I think the point should be he shouldn't be on anybody's side at this point, Judge. That's the point.
They all form opinions at some point through it, and they're all cheering for one side or the other, and then they switch sides depending on the evidence. That's the nature of jury trials.
So I need your final answer, Mr. Anderson, so we can get this thing going.
You're a lot of help.
Someone has to make a decision for the plaintiff. So you are there. If not, I'll call Ms. Lawrence. You can give me the final answer.
Well, where did you?
The Ms. Lawrence is a jury of law.
We're not doing that, Mr. Whitney.
No, I changed my mind. I'll go with number five. So I'll agree with you.
Ms. Lawrence, is this your final answer?
It's not number five. It's 106.
Yeah, 106.
Well, hang on then.
It's the one he announced, the electrician.
I'm sorry, 106, perspective 106. And
he's counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That's why he's sitting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All depends on how you count.
All right, so are we concluded?
Ms. Lawrence, is that your final answer?
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with that.
Okay, so what we're going to do with the agreement of the parties, and this is the agreement of the parties, is juror number 106 will move into the status of being on the jury, and juror number one will move into the status of being an alternate.
Which alternate? Is he just going to swap with?
Is it going to matter after tomorrow?
Probably not, but...
If someone has another medical emergency, we'll address it then, but yeah, let's just pray no one has another medical emergency. How about that?
I hear you. You know who I didn't check with through this whole thing? My client.
Well, that would be important.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's let Mr. Anderson talk to Mr. Kowalski.
Okay. All right, then can we move to exhibits, Judge, unless you
have... Well, let's give Mr. Altenburn another moment.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
Judge, Mr. Altenburn and I weren't able to talk, but we did. I did send him a text.
I'm going to go with my client. I have to switch positions because my client feels more comfortable with juror number one. So I'm going to switch positions based on my client's input.
181. Okay, so your final answer, and just so I'm clear, the plaintiffs are objecting to the switch and wants, if I were to deny the change, your client wants the appellate issue.
To such as it is, I don't think there's much of one, but...
Okay. So the final answer is you're objecting.
I'm objecting.
Okay. Anything further, Ms. Crowells?
Judge, I think we've laid out the bias that we believe this jury has shown. I think that the appropriate ruling for the court is to grant the motion. I think under the case law it's warranted. No, I have nothing further.
Court has before it the motion to disqualify juror number one for a question of bias. This is a very peculiar type of motion, and since normally when we see question of juror misconduct, it's they've violated some sort of instruction of the court, like don't go to the accident scene and they go to the accident scene, or something along those lines. The court has given instructions, which the defense says that this juror has violated. For instance, instruction 202.2, you must avoid forming any final opinions. Keep an open mind. Actually, keep open mind is from 201.2. In this particular case, the evidence that the defense points to has to do with juror questions, and the court will, I think, without a doubt, everyone will agree that juror number one asked a substantial amount of questions. Now, to be fair, other jurors and alternates, although they don't know they're alternates, also asked a substantial number of questions. For instance, juror number 181, whom had the medical issue today, also asked a copious amount of questions. What we know about juror number one is he's a former law enforcement officer. We've known that since day one. That's on his juror questionnaire. Everyone's known that. And certainly he survived the individual questioning, then the group questioning that we had for all of the jurors. During the course of this trial, I mean, obviously, I said juror number one has been asking a lot of questions, and I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, the defense started referencing their concern about this particular juror, and certainly I've been paying attention both before, but acutely aware of each and every question that comes from juror number one. The case law that's been cited to the court from the case for the defendants is the Allberger case, and the best case, if you will, from the plaintiffs It's the Washington v. State case, which is 955 Southern 2nd, 1165. Judge Padovano, writing for the first DCA, talks about witnesses who ask probing cross-examination questions and how that is not necessarily any indication that the juror has violated an order or instruction of the court. You know, the court's instructions, you know, can't form any final opinion. You have to keep an open mind. 9 weeks into this trial, I can tell you without any sort of certainty that juror number one has been testing the evidence in this case. Every single witness. Well, I don't think he asked a question today, but I think he asked a question on almost every single witness that wasn't by deposition. And the witness, even after the defense 3 or 4 weeks ago started pointing out what they were contending to be prejudgment, this juror continues to ask probing questions. If he had already made up his mind, why would he ask so many questions? If he had a final or fixed opinion, why would he continue to do this? Now, yes, he put a lot of prefaces into it, but I would say that his prefaces talk about context. And we have to remember that the jurors ask their questions after all of the lawyers. And perhaps this is bad on me, but I did not constrain the lawyers to a strict direct cross and redirect. I let them go for recross and redirect and re-recross until the lawyers were finished with their questions. That's just because I view this as a let's find the truth. And so I didn't want artificial boundaries on cross-examination and redirect to limit us. So the point is, sometimes it might be an hour and a half, 2 hours or so, or if we've taken lunch even longer, before the jurors were able to ask their question. And if they use, let's talk about this subject, and without providing context to the question, you know, he might have written it down 2 hours before. So this juror was providing context. I have not seen anything in my mind that would remotely come to me to get to the conclusion that he has prejudged anything in this case. On the contrary, you know, I am warmed by the fact that he has, in his mind, gone through, or what I believe to be his mind, based on the questions that he's asked, my observation. I mean, the guy sits, 5 yards from me. I've been watching him for more than 2 months. I mean, he's the closest juror to my physical vantage point and location. And I've been watching the guy. And I have not only do I not have a doubt, I don't have a reasonable doubt, but I have no doubt that this guy has not come up with any final or fixed opinion. And when I reviewed the motion, the only thing that gave me any hint of an issue was the reference to the shared cultural sense of Beata Kowalski and this witness. And I went back and looked at the actual question that was asked. And I don't see anything in here where this witness suggests even remotely that he is going to vote for the Kowalskis because of that or vote against the Kowalskis for that. To me, it's just context. He was providing a situation of how he was framing the question. And then I go back to, this is a person with law enforcement background, and he's, in my mind, taking what is sharply conflicting evidence that both sides have skillfully and artfully put forward to this jury, and he's trying to make sense of it. Now, there was a reference in the motion to, you know, is he communicating? Obviously, there's no communication in the jury room every single break, even if it's for 2 minutes. I ask if they've been talking with each other. And the answer is no. So I have no concern that there's any hint of deliberations or discussions amongst the jurors back in the deliberation rooms outside of the court's presence. So I don't see that as the case. So the only evidence here is his demeanor in front of me, plus the questions that that he's asked. And I don't even get to the point of whether I need to discuss whether I need to have a conversation with him, because I'm not even close to the question of whether I have a reasonable doubt as to whether he can be fair and impartial, whether he has violated any court instructions. And I've seen no evidence that he has violated any court instruction. In the contrary, I think he's been doing exactly what we've asked the jury to do, which is, if they are so inclined, to ask questions. And he's using his skill and expertise as a former law enforcement officer to do that. And, you know, that doesn't mean asking sharp questions, as Judge Padovano points out in the Washington case. That doesn't mean that the juror has come up with any sort of final or fixed or violated any instruction in the court. So I don't think I need to say anything more on that. So I'm going to deny the motion to remove juror number one from the juror. Juror number one will remain on the juror. The alternate, number 106, the retired electrician, will remain as an alternate. Okay, what's next?
Judge, we have some exhibit-specific issues. We, you know, given the number of exhibits, not that many. But we were back and forth on the weekend on some of it is the language.
Are we talking about the neutral statement in the Excel spreadsheet?
Yes.
Okay.
So Exhibit 2165, Judge, is the access log, and that's fine. But then for 2165A, which is just one page of it, they want to put Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital access log. I'm fine with that. Access Dr. Sally Smith, that she accessed it that day. I'm saying you don't get to put why you put the access log in. It should be just Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital log 10-8-16.
You know, Ms. Lawrence, you're going to be making this argument. Just a forewarning, you're going to come up and you're making this argument.
I'm being bullied.
You're an attorney. You get to make the argument.
So that's the issue.
Okay. Ms. Lawrence.
They want to say why they put it in, that Dr. Sally Smith accessed it that day. I'm saying just the date of the access log gets put.
Okay, can I see what the physical document is that we're talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Clay, can you put up or can you put it up? It's your exhibit.
So Mr. Cottrell's computer just crashed. So Mr. Reyes, can you help us out real quick?
His computer crashed?
I don't know. That's what I lip read over there. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's just restarting. What's the exhibit number?
Sure. It's Defense Exhibit 2165A.
Okay, Miss. Let's bring up the exhibit so I know what we're talking about.
So, Judge, my...
Which page of this?
That is just one page. It's 2165A. They put in the whole access log as 2165. They put this in as A. It's the access log from a particular date. I thought it was 10 sets. Maybe it's 10 sets. And we just say the date should be put on there. They want to put that this is the date that Sally Smith accessed the log. They want to put her name.
Well, do I see Sally Smith's name on
here? I think it's on there somewhere, Judge. My objection is that we've been neutral in all the other things.
Matthew Higgins.
Yeah, there's other people. That's correct, Judge.
Right, but what I'm saying is I'm not seeing Sally Smith, so is this the right page?
Oh, it should be. It's 2165A. That's what they've listed.
What's the internal page number?
There's 234 pages, Your Honor.
Which page are you on?
I'm sorry. My fault. My fault, Judge. 71.
71.
Okay, Ms. Lawrence, your argument.
Okay. It's a factual issue. It doesn't say that Sally Smith is an apparent agent. Everything else has been redacted, right?
on the rest of, pages, on yes. the other pages. This is to orient the jury to see Sally Smith's name.
Anything else, Ms. Carles?
No, Judge.
I mean, the whole point is to help the jury find things, so I'm going to agree with Ms. Lawrence's argument. We can leave in Sally Smith.
So what exactly are the wording? So I have 10-8-16,
and you just want to put Dr. Sally Smith, access the log? I mean, Judge, that's okay. What is the exact wording you would like?
I think however Kelly has it on there is fine.
Well, I don't have that because I changed it. Just put Dr. Sally Smith? Is that acceptable?
You already said it was access log hyphen Dr. Sally Smith?
It says John Hopkins All Children's Hospital Access Log dash 10-8-2016. And then we can add Dr. Sally Smith.
Yes. If that's what you like. That works for me.
Okay. The other one is, so, Judge, to aid the jury, we broke down the hospital admissions with neutral indexes. It's just what they're called, right? So we did it for the joint exhibit for the hospital, and then we did it also for Lori and Tampa General Hospital records. Their objection is that it's not done for all of the records, and it gives emphasis to these records. My response was, break out what you want. If you want other records broken out so there's an index, so juries can find the discharge summary, or they can find consult notes or whatever, feel free to do that. They said, we don't have time. So their objection is that on 3032, we broke out, and I'm happy to show that, Your Honor.
Yes, please.
If I could just. So you can see on 3032, for example, we broke out a particular hospital record, simply giving an index to the jury where to find the particular title of those documents with no description or anything. We also did it for 3047. Their objection is that that somehow gives emphasis to those records. We're just trying to aid the jury. They don't object to the joint exhibits that were done, which were the Johns Hopkins records.
Ms. Lawrence.
As long as we're free to specify everything else, then we're okay with it, but it's going to get pretty convoluted if we start to.
When you say specify.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
If we're parsing out every other.
No, just the hospital records.
Within the these two hospitals, or are you talking about other locations?
All of them.
Other Eagles Wings.
Eagles Wings.
What? Judge, again.
It's going to take a while.
Let's be clear. Well, these are massive hospital records, and all we did was put an index where to find whatever the document was titled.
Here's anything else, Ms. Lawrence?
Nothing.
Here's where I'm at. I am fine with what the defense has done for Lurie's and Tampa General. If the plaintiffs wish to do something similar before we come in tomorrow morning and it gets incorporated into the list, knock yourselves out. But do not make it argumentative. Do it very generically, blandly, like Ms. Crowell's.
Yeah, Judge, I would suggest it needs to be limited to records that are, you know, 500, 600 pages, the hospital records. If they're going to start breaking out every index for the Engle Wings, I mean, that's going to make this 300 pages long, for one, and we're going to have to go back and do that. I mean, I don't understand their objection to the hospital record being done.
What is the scope of the documents that are in evidence that you're contemplating having some sort of breakout of it?
Dr. Gannon, Dr. Kirkpatrick, Eagles Wings, Tashauna Duncan.
How many pages are there each one? Are we talking more than 50 pages, more than 100 pages?
Likely, yes.
Judge, that's a completely different category. These are hospital records that are, like, how are you going to break out Dr. Kirkpatrick's with some neutral thing? Office visit of, they're going to detail every office visit. I mean, we'll take it back. We were just trying to aid the jury when they go to these records. Where's the console? Because they have hard copies. They can't search them.
Look, I think we're going to give them a flash drive, I thought.
But that's going to search this. It's not going to search the records.
Correct. So, which is why I am fine with adding the detail that the defense proposes, and I'm also fine if the detail, if the plaintiffs wish to do this, but make sure it's in a neutral fashion and,
okay,
you know, email
then we'll be going back to detail all of ours then too. Why don't we have a conversation?
Look, I think, and maybe this is an arbitrary number, but if we've got more than about 40 or 50 pages, then I think you might want to do it. If it's under, some manageable level, probably don't need to do it.
Okay.
And I just don't have enough knowledge as to how many we're talking about. But we're not stopping the jury. We're not stopping all this to let this happen. So if you want to do it, more power to you. But we're not stopping.
All right, Judge, another issue is for their description of 2032, which are the suicide notes of 2017, they put suicide notes on 1-7-7-2017. I was fine with that. So then we, for our, for 3212, those are the suicide notes from 2016. So we called them suicide notes 2016. They say, no, we object. You have to put just as an email. So we're like, well, if you're calling your 2017 notes the suicide notes, I think we get to call the 2016 email suicide notes.
Did you call them the draft? Because I think that's what was referenced in front of the jury.
We can call them draft, Judge, if you'd like. Let's see.
Let me hear from Ms. Lawrence the position of the plaintiffs.
Can we put the 2016? I'm not sure
what she's doing. Sure. What number are you talking
about? Sure, 3212 and 3213. They're the exact same language as we can put draft.
Well, those are both 2017.
That's the objection.
No, that's, yeah, no, but it's January 6th. I'm sorry. It's January 6th. If I misspoke, I apologize.
I thought you said 2016.
I didn't mean that. No, it's January 6th are the defense exhibits. They put in the January 7th one as the suicide notes. We're saying these are January 6th suicide notes. The date and the word suicide notes, like they did for the 7th.
Ms. Lawrence, your position?
We're agreeable putting it in as a draft.
And I think earlier you said you were okay with adding the word draft.
I
think that's what they were called in front of the jury. That's my recollection.
I'll confer, but that's probably okay.
I'm okay with adding the word draft to it.
Okay. Let's see. I think that might be it, Judge, as far as descriptions. We have a couple exhibit issues, though. I don't think it'll be a controversy, but I just need to clear it up. So the plaintiff put in Dr. Henschke's records, and they put them in redacting some pages that we objected to, as well as they should have also been some language redacted. We then, on our own, also put them in. I just want to withdraw them because I don't think they're redacted. It's 3025. So we want to just withdraw 3025 because the records are already in and they should be redacted the way they've been put in.
Ms. Lawrence?
No objection.
Madam Clerk, are you okay if we do that? So we will remove from evidence 3025. Do they need to remain as marked, or are they just able to go back? And I just don't know the answer to that. Okay. So it sounds like 3025 is withdrawn and no longer in evidence.
Okay. The other issue, Judge, is when I was going through this, the actual records, trying to separate them out, index them.
And I appreciate you doing that. And I think the jury will appreciate it, too.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the exhibit number now. I told you that earlier.
3023?
It was a joint exhibit.
Oh, if 1030? I could.
Yes. The 10:30 joint exhibit says Honor Palma Hospital 11/12/20 admission. I asked, did you guys check?
We cannot check it. We cannot remove or double check to see if they're the same exhibit.
No, but it, okay.
We do have them.
So here's what happened, Judge, sorry. I noticed that the 2016 admission was also in that exhibit that was on my computer as 10:30. Plaintiff said, well, you got to remove the 2016, which we put in later. We're happy to do though, to remove those pages. I just wasn't sure how to do that. So
I guess I'm not following what you're.
Sure. So we put in evidence, exhibit 1030. We called it Arnold Palmer Hospital 11/12/20 admission, but only pages 1 through 467 are the 11/20 admission. Journey 20 admission. When you get starting on page 468, it's actually the 2016 admission, okay, which we have in later.
Okay, so 1030 is a joint exhibit?
Yes.
And the plaintiffs do not want the 468 and beyond pages in 1030. They want it separated out.
That's my understanding from Kelly.
Okay, so Madam Clerk, are we able to make Exhibit 1030 only pages 1 through 467 and then remove 468 to the end? Are we able to do that without causing you problems?
Can I just double check myself, please? I don't want to do it and then. Yeah, that starts the 2016, and it goes to.
And Ms. Lawrence, do you need to or want to look at that
605.
Exhibit?
So this is the 2020 admission. Mm-hmm. Yeah, both sides have had it forever as this admission number, mm-hmm. but it didn't notice it until we started indexing.
Okay.
So our suggestion is we just remove it back because we have that in a separate entry.
Sure.
I think there's a conspiracy talking about Florida State football back there.
I'm all ears.
So, Judge, we're good on that?
Those hand signals, Lieutenant, are not accepted in this courtroom.
We're getting there.
Okay, so going back to the business at hand, we all agree that pages 468 to the end are going to be removed, and so Exhibit 1030 will only be pages 1 through 467. Ms. Lawrence, is that correct?
Correct.
Ms. Croyles, is that correct?
Yes.
Madam Clerk, is you agree?
Correct.
Perfect. What's next?
I think that's all I have, Judge. You can see we've been going back and forth, different colors when we've been communicating. I believe that's all. We just need to confirm with the clerks that we're good on exhibits that they need. I think we are. And then, of course, we'll talk about what we're going to do with descriptions because I don't think either side wants to be up till 2 a.m. arguing over things or doing things.
I know, I'm not going to be up.
Well, and I would like to walk in with an agreed exhibit list. So
the question is, are you going to insist on doing that to Lurie's and TGH? And if so, like, for example, Arnold Palmer and Dr. Patrick, which are both well in excess of 40 or 50 pages, we don't want to be up late either, but we're going to draw attention to certain things as well.
I guess I don't understand why you think it draws attention. It's simply an index of a hospital record.
Well,
can we just agree to do hospital records?
Y'all know my position on it, so
yeah, we'll talk to
y'all
him. Sorry.
Can work out the details without me sitting here.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Are you finished with your issues?
I am.
Mr. Altenburn, you seem to pop right up.
Because we're appellate lawyers. We got this solved.
I'm also, Your Honor.
Yes. And so with the language that needs to be added to question 8 and 13 on the verdict form.
And is this something that you've emailed to me?
I believe I asked Tom to do that, but I think he's still stuck on the Zoom too. So
I would have, except that right now my email is not functioning from here. So I have to, I'm going to talk to our IT person when we get off. It's 7 words in 2 places.
Yeah.
I understand.
We can send you an email, but what it's going to be is an add to question 8 and 13 of the phrase "and to be sustained in the future." That's it.
If you could just email that to me,
okay,
I would appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
And it would go right after where it refers to the sustained in the past.
I don't have it up in front of me, so.
No, I understand.
So are you relinquishing the lectern, Mr.
Yes,
Altenburn?
I'm finished. If you're finished with
Mr. Alligator, have you relinquished the virtual lectern?
I'm done, Your Honor.
Ms. Lawrence, are there other issues that the plaintiff?
Nothing further from the plaintiff.
Okay. So let's just talk for a moment about how tomorrow is going to go. So we're going to arrive here at 8:15. I've got some words that I'm going to talk tomorrow, which will probably take 10 minutes. My hope is that the Excel spreadsheet issue will be a non-issue by tomorrow morning, that there will be a singular flash drive that both sides have looked, that you can give us so I can give to our IT person to make sure that there's no bugs on it.
So I was just going to download whatever final list we agreed to on a flash drive, is that what you're saying?
Right, but it needs to be a clean flash drive that has nothing else on it,
because
it's
going
to go to the jury.
Take the family pictures off.
And both sides are going to look at it.
Oh, like the flash drive? Sure.
And then the flash drive, before we stick it into any computers, will go to Court IT,
sure,
who will scan it for viruses. Because even though the computer that is in the jury deliberation room has no access to the internet or whatever, I don't want that computer getting a virus. So
I don't want the bill for that either. So, yeah, let's do that.
So that's what we're going to do with that. Now, we're going to bring in the jury about 8:30. We're going to give closing arguments. There's 2 hours per side. I'm assuming Mr. Anderson's going to want to reserve some amount of time. Do you have an idea as to how much he's going to?
It's going to be approximately an hour and then an hour as well.
We object. We object to that, Judge. That's not rebuttal.
An hour and 1 minute and 59 minutes in rebuttal.
Judge,
I'm thinking probably an hour and 15 to an hour and 30. Somewhere in that range.
Understood.
Okay? Because this is not going to be... here's 5 minute conversation, and then I'm gonna unload everything in the hour and 55 minutes I have.
Okay. To the extent it matters, Judge, the defense objects to them reserving more than 30 minutes for a rebuttal. That seems, again, not rebuttal, but just a tactic, as they always accuse us of doing.
So, in any event, we'll only take short breaks. For stretch breaks, restroom breaks, we're not going to break for lunch. We're going to go straight until we finish the closing arguments. Then I will go read the last couple of instructions, go over the verdict form. Now, I do want and need the lawyers to go through the evidence and ensure that it is what it is and that there's nothing inappropriate. I personally am fine if you do that quietly during closing arguments. But what I don't want to have happen is for us to do our closing arguments and then you all want to spend an hour with the clerk going through the evidence.
Huh.
And so if we're going to do that during closings, where physically would we be to do this?
Over there.
All right.
If that's okay with, are you okay with them doing that quietly during closings?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather them wait till after closings?
It'd be a lot easier for the waiting judge. I'm just saying. I know it's not my fault, but.
Well, I just don't want to spend an hour watching the lawyers look at exhibits with the jury sitting there, ready to go.
So you can't send them out without the evidence going with them?
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I hear the honor. Can I ask, so are the exhibits in binders and we would just flip through them?
Yes.
Are they individual sheets?
They're all in binders.
We kept them all in the binders, in numerical order.
Okay. All right, well, if we can sit over there, Judge, so we're not standing and being a distraction.
Are you okay with that during the closing arguments? I mean, if you're not, then that's fine, and we'll do it after. Or, conversely, you want to do it tonight. But that means you all have to stay longer, and I...
Either way, Judge, whatever is
that
best
might have
for
to
the jury...
keep the courtroom deputies here as well, so that's a lot of overtime.
I'm assuming we couldn't remove them to a conference room and do it during closings. We'd have to leave them in the courtroom. Yeah.
Okay. They're not leaving the custody of the
Understood.
Court.
Understood.
I can sit down there and watch them go through it, if that's easier.
There's a couple of mediation rooms around the corner. Just
Well, do you want to physically move them into a different location in the courthouse to go through it if one of you sees
them? Yeah, I'm fine with that, too.
That's fine.
So just go to the little room right out here?
Yeah. You're talking about tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be a lot easier, Judge.
But that would be during closing arguments.
I understand. I don't know who from their side is willing to do that.
We don't need to look at it. We've been checking throughout, so whatever's easier for you.
I think it's the court's requiring us to look at it. I don't think it's a request.
Then we're happy to look at it wherever.
Yeah, that wasn't my suggestion. The court's requiring us to look at it.
I thought you hadn't looked at it yet.
I'm giving, because what I don't want to have happen is something inappropriate going back to the jury and someone saying mistrial because we didn't look at. Now, if you want to have a paralegal look at it instead of a lawyer, I'm fine with that. But I really want fresh eyes on this issue. Too much is riding on this for a silly, careless mistake that could undo this entire trial. And I just want to avoid that. So
that's fine. So, we'll take a look at it tomorrow.
Okay. And we will do that. We'll wheel it out into...
Yes. And Your Honor, is that only the plaintiff and the fence? It's not the joint or also the joint?
Joint. Any exhibit that is actually introduced in evidence, okay. I want... them to look at, because I want them to be able to, and I'm going to ask the question, do you agree that there's nothing inappropriate going back and we only have the admitted evidence? That's the question that I'm going to ask.
There have been a lot of redactions and things in this case, Judge, so I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. So just have your person or team ready to go for that, and I just don't want to have to spend an hour after we finish closings to
understand.
Effort this.
So we'll do that at whenever. Right before closings.
8:30 in the morning after we
yes.
start closings. Okay. Or you can even start before that. I don't particularly care. Okay. Anything else, or can I let you all go and.
Nothing further,
Judge. Nothing here, Judge.
Okay, we will be in recess until 8:15 tomorrow morning. 8:15, we are in recess.
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
I like things my way, my coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo. Brought to you by Argenix.